This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Another 550 flights were canceled in Europe due to volcanic ash Tuesday and Wednesday. Schedules out of Ireland and Scotland were reported back on schedule by 10 a.m. local time yesterday. The FAA has proposed two fines totaling over $572,000 against Atlas Air of Purchase, New York. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin regarding the potential failure of the nose gear drag link bolt on some Piper PA-28s and PA-44s. MSNBC now reports the launch of the Falcon 9 demo flight from Cape Canaveral has been pushed back until at least late this month, as SpaceX waits for approval for Falcon 9's flight termination system. NTSB advises pilots of weight shift trikes to remove the bungee cord holding the control bar before starting the engine after a fatal crash in California. India says 39 of its pilots tested positive for alcohol in pre-flight breathalyzer screenings last year. The FAA is upgrading the cockpit and interior layout of all 18 of its flight check aircraft, and three Ohio companies worked together to come up with a winning bid to do the work. Augusta Westland announced this week the FAA has certified FIPS, the full ice protection system, for the company's AW139 medium twin helicopter. A Gulfstream G150 made its first arrival at London City Airport Monday as part of a demonstration for reporters. Operations there require steep approaches and short field ops, and it all has to be done quietly. And Aero TV is headed out to cover the Team America Rocketry Challenge. The losers eat scrambled eggs. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, the conclusion of NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman's address at WAI, including the role of professionalism in accident prevention. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.